I have learned the most creative ideas come from beginners and not from the experts.
That's true.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here on campus, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I have learned that the most creative ideas come from beginners and not the experts. My son used to design ultralight airplanes and still does. And when we were in the Experimental Aircraft Association when he was like 14, 15, and 16, he was designing all sorts of hydraulic systems for his airplanes, which would never get onto his airplanes because his airplanes were not big enough to carry hydraulic systems. But he designed them because they came to his mind. And he was studying these things because I told him that if he studied these things, I would pay for all the things. So he studied those things. And he came up with ideas that were utterly amazing. And he would take them to the Experimental Aircraft Association meetings. And Richard Bach was attending our meetings there, and other people, engineers from McConnell Douglas and, you know, all these big aerospace places. Because that was right next to where we had our meeting at Meadowlark Airport. So Mark would bring his design on paper of how he had planned these hydraulic systems to work at their primo condition, where they used the least amount of hydraulics and the most amount of power to them to accomplish what he wanted to do. And he would take them to these engineers and he'd say, "Now, what are your suggestions on this? How do you think we can make this even better?" And they say, "Well, let me make a copy of that and I'll study it and I'll let you know." Well, they never let him know. But we found out that they used him at McConnell Douglas. They sold him to the company and made themselves a happy little fortune. But this not only happened once, it happened many times. Now, Mark was certainly not an expert. He was a beginner. But he was such a beginner that he had no limitations on him that the experts had. The experts had gone to school and they learned there are certain things you can't do and certain things you can do. There are certain stress analyses that you must take into consideration and all that sort of nonsense. Well, that didn't bother Mark. He didn't know you couldn't do it. He just knew that he wanted to do it and there was a way to do it. So then, years later, Mark bought himself a a 3D computer, on which he could do his stress analysis on the computer and see where he needed to beef it up and where he could take more metal away, not because he wanted to make it, more metal away, he wanted to make it lighter. So keep the strength, but take away the weight, and the more weight you can save on an airplane, the better an airplane is. So he began doing things on that. And he bought this from a company that sells the 3D4D program, the computer program for designing anything you want to design. And so Mark wanted to go to a clinic that this company had that sold him the stuff. And they had this big clinic going on like somewhere in Sacramento, you know. And they advertised the clinic across the United States and the world. And it was going to be just fantastic. You know, they had thousands of people coming for it. Well, the day before, 9/11 took place. The day after, no flights. And so all the people who were going to come to that clinic couldn't come, except Mark and a few locals, you know. So Mark got there, and he had all of these advisors, all of these engineers who worked on the program to speak with him personally and to speak with the other few guys who were there personally. And so he brought up all his projects with them, and they said, "Wow, yes, that would do. Now, you let us know how you're doing this, because that will help improve our piece of project, you know, our software and stuff like that." But he had, for a whole week, he had these guys to himself. No, he's just a beginner, but a magical beginner. Mm-hmm. And he knows how to create Because he is not possessive. He's not possessive of the eye. If somebody wants to steal it, go ahead and steal it. He has the improvements on it. That's just at that stage where you're stealing it. You're stealing it where the car has wheels. Now, the next step is to have a motor in it. Mm-hmm. If you don't steal it when it has the motor, you know, it's got wheels, and wheels are important. Remember the wheels? The wheel is a very important thing that mankind became aware of. But the motor was very good. But of course, the motor is not too good unless you got something to run the motor, like gasoline and stuff like that. But these are all the things. I've learned that the most creative ideas come from beginners and not from the experts. And you might say that I have certainly learned that from home, the base, you know, from Mark himself and from other people. And then I watch Ellen. And I tell Ellen things to do, and Ellen says, I can't do that. I haven't the experience for that. I said, Ellen, trust yourself, you do. And then she goes and does it, you know. And the same with all you guys. I tell you, believe in yourself, trust yourself. The prize goes to the beginner, not to the expert. Because the expert usually belongs to a big company, and any things he comes up with belong to the company. Because he's a company man, unless he's going to develop it at home. And he can't develop it at home because he's using company materials and stuff like that for what he's developing at home. So the neophyte, the beginner, is the one who makes all the greatest efforts in life. Think about that, because that's really what it's all about, and it's certainly what we're all about. I've learned the most creative ideas come from beginners, and not from the experts. Have a nice evening, and know I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.
Love you. Love you.